Shortly before lunch, Joan buzzed. "Two gentlemen with badges to see you," she said. Stone sighed. "Send them in." They were not cops. That was obvious from their neatly cut and pressed suits and regimental striped neckties. The larger of the two men held up a wallet with a badge pinned to it. "United States Secret Service," he said. "I'm Special Agent Willard. This is Special Agent Griggs." Stone thought Griggs looked familiar, but he couldn't place him. "Have a seat, gentlemen." Willard removed a plastic envelope containing a banknote from his jacket pocket and handed it to Stone. "Do you recognize this?" he asked. Stone looked at the money and handed it back. "Yes," he said. "It's a United States $100 bill." Griggs laughed. Willard didn't. "Do you recognize this particular bill?" he asked, handing it back to Stone. "Well, I don't recognize the serial number, if that's what you mean. Otherwise, it looks just like every other $100 bill I've ever seen." Willard handed him another $100 bill. "Compare it to this one and tell me what you see." Stone looked at the second bill, then again at the one in the plastic bag. "Slightly different portraits," he said, "but they're both Benjamin Franklin." "Do you see the red seal on the one in the bag?" Willard asked. Stone looked again. "Hard to miss," he said, "since it's red. Aren't you fellows trained in currency recognition? Why do you need my help?" "Of course we're trained in currency recognition." "Is it counterfeit?" Stone asked. "No, it's perfectly genuine. It's just old." "Agent Willis, Willard. Willard, is it legal tender?" "Yes." "Then what is it you want? I'm trying to help, but so far I'm at a loss." "This bill," Willard said, holding up the plastic bag, "was deposited in your bank account the day before yesterday by a woman I suspect is your secretary." Stone buzzed Joan. "Can you come in for a moment, please?" Joan came and leaned on the door jamb.
"Yes, Mr. Barrington?"
"These gentlemen work for the United States Treasury Department, and they would like to know if you deposited this." He took the bag from Willard and handed it to her. "In my bank account the day before yesterday."
"Well," Joan said, "I did make a cash deposit the day before yesterday, but I don't recognize this particular bill. I hardly knew the ones I deposited."
"Thank you, Joan." She left, and Stone handed back the bill to Willard. "Anything else?" he asked. "Mr. Barrington, where did you get the bill?"
"I expect I received it as payment for legal services," he said,
"which is what we offer around here."
"Who paid you with this bill?"
"Neither I nor my secretary recognize this particular bill," Stone said. "I thought we both made that clear." It was Willard's turn to sigh.
"Mr. Barrington, can you recall receiving cash for payment during the last week or so?"
Stone stared at the ceiling for a moment and pretended to think. He was thinking about having Dover sole for lunch.
"Yes," he said finally. "And who made that payment?"
"Gentlemen," Stone said, sounding as patient as he could, "I am under the impression that, in addition to currency recognition, agents of your service receive some training in the law."
"That is correct."
"Then you are aware of something called client-attorney confidentiality?"
"So you declined to tell us who paid you with this note?"
"I declined to disclose the name or names of my clients," Stone said.
"We believe this bill to have been stolen,"
Willard said. Stone frowned.
"How recently? You did say it was old."
"Yes, it was part of the 1966 series of $100 bills, and we believe it was part of the loot in a robbery committed 25 years ago."